Blog Talk Radio.
To the sky!
keep your head to the sky. Yes, keep your head to the sky. Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. Buenas noches y bienvenidos a otra edición de Noticias Productivas Semanales. Me llama Ace Daryl Clark. Yes, that was Espanol, Spanish, folks. Just a little primer for things to come in 2023 for me and, well, hopefully, and I suggest for you, because things are changing rapidly here in these United States of America. So one of my right-out-the-shoot advice, and by the way, you better buckle up, for this evening is going to be a show you'll need to be buckled in for. I'm fired up. It's been a while since we've been live, and I'll take a moment to just thank all those of you who've been with me over the last decade, and I so appreciate your encouragement and your love and your good energy. You notice I said your good energy. So I thank you. And for the new listeners, I welcome you. And so this evening, this second day of March in the year of our Lord, 2023, we do have a live program, and it's a full program. We're going to be quick. We're going to be deep, and hopefully we'll be, and I believe, enlightening. This is Productive News Weekly, where week in and week out we bring you news and information called gathered from around the globe, more specifically, predominantly within the United States. But we do cross the borders, folks, for your enlightenment. It's news that's intended to encourage you and inspire you, empower you, of course, enlighten you and instill you to get involved and make a difference for you and your loved ones. Of course, you need to, as in the airlines, if any of you have traveled, and I'm sure most of you have, in air travel, it's suggested that if there is a situation, put the mask on yourself first before assisting your loved ones. And there's a reason for that, because you can't help anyone if you're not well. And so I encourage you all to increase your wellness. And that's our intent here with Productive News Weekly. So we're going to cover a gamut of information because, as I said, it's been a while since I've just been here with you live. And usually we do have a guest that's leading our program in terms of our information. We were going to have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, to join us, and he was unable to. But that's well and good. He'll be joining us in the near future, at least the not-too-distant future. This is a full moon that is coming up within the week, and very often, Dr. Mendoza joins us during that time period because he has so much to share with us as a noted and respected astrologist, even astronomist, meditation expert as well, in addition to being a pranic healer. And he has so many attributes, of course, being one that is just simply a benevolent individual. So this full moon coming up on the 7th, which is Tuesday, is going to be the full moon of, you guessed it, some of you, Pisces. That's the fish. And yeah, there's a story about the fish. You know it. Pisces has many attributes in terms of, you know, what is it that we know about Pisces? Well, first of all, it's a sun sign. It's a sun sign. It starts February 19th and goes to about March 20th. And the symbol is a fish, actually. And, of course, there's many tales to be said about the fish. Pisces is actually the 12th sign of the zodiac. We think in terms of our chronological calendar starting in January, but it doesn't work that way with astrology. So suffice it to say, and perhaps when Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn, comes on in the next week or two, we can get more in depth, because we do have until the 20th to talk about Pisces. And we'll get more in depth into that. But there's, as I said, so many stories to be said about this sign. The two fish tied together, usually related to a Greek myth. And it gets into some stories of Aphrodite and Eros, who jumped into a river to escape some monster, and then they changed into a fish, and then the fish, you know, carried them to safety. And so there's so many stories to be said about this sign and many of the signs. But suffice it to say, I'm sure many of you know, you know, Pisces, and well, some of what you would say you would characterize, so let's put it that way, about that sign. You know, there's different characters that we say about certain signs. Leo, if you know a Leo, you know that mane, the lion, the mane. Many or most of the Leos I know, they certainly love their hair. And is that a coincidence? I don't know. Virgo, very highly intelligent. And Capricorn, very enterprising. Not that the other signs don't have these attributes. I'm just saying some things that stand out for me. Cancer, very sympathetic, and very giving. Well, Pisces. So what do we say about Pisces? Where shall I start? There's a few things. Compassionate would be one word. Romantic. And I'll kind of stop with those. Empathetic is another one. I would say enlightened. You know, just a few things, just a few characteristics. And as I said, when we get Master Glenn back, we'll get more into it. But I would just stop with those things. And they're also open-minded. So just a few things about that. Now, with regard to the full moon coming up on Tuesday, what we know about full moon is it's a time of high energy. And statistics have shown, so these are factoids, have shown that there's a higher activity in emergency rooms during full moons. So, you know, what is that? You know, you heard the old myth about the wolf man, right? Full moon. Well, there is something to be said about that on a scientific basis, because if you look at the ebb and flow of the tides, they coincide with the full moon. And, well, I think most of my listeners realize that we humans are predominantly water. You know, there's some variations in terms of what the percentage is. You know, you can go from 30% to 75%. And, I mean, medically, that above 50% is a easy number that we can subscribe to or ascribe to. So with that said, it would just make sense that the moon would influence us, but it doesn't have to be for negative purposes. We hear about, the emergency rooms being, more active, but we don't hear the other side of that because, of course, news is, for whatever reason, predominantly negative, probably for financial reasons. But we don't hear about more inventions being developed in or around a full moon. We don't hear some of those things, some of the benevolent and heroic stories that happen under a full moon. So it's a matter of how that energy is used. I mentioned the characteristics of Pisces because there's certain characteristics under the sign of Pisces and other signs that are historically predominate the sign. And during a full moon, anyone can subscribe to those characteristics in addition to that particular sun sign. So the things that I just mentioned, it's a good time to consider subscribing to those. Interestingly, I did mention romance. So as we begin to enter into the warmer months, spring and all of that, maybe there's some tie there. So I just wanted to mention that. The other thing I want to mention is there is the global full moon meditation that Master Glenn will be doing. Dr. Mendoza has, for a better part of close to two decades, been doing meditation where hundreds and thousands, on occasion, tune in to participate in a worldwide meditation. And Dr. Glenn always engages in a discourse of some sort on some topic prior to the global meditation that he leads. So if you've never meditated, he will lead you into that meditation and teach you some important aspects of it during that. So this will be on Tuesday. If you're interested, drop me an email to productivenews@outlook.com, and I'll send you a link so you can tune in and join all the many people around the world, and I think you'll be enlightened if you've not participated before, without a doubt. So that's what's going on in some sense in terms of energy that's happening, but there's so much energy going on around, right? I'll talk about. Well, here's something interesting. There was a runoff for election in Chicago, and the present mayor, she won't be mayor anymore. Mayor Lightfoot, many of you have heard about in the news. She's been the mayor for the last several years, and of course, we all know that Chicago is the murder capital of the country, with well over 600 men, women, and children, being murdered. And it's been one of the highest ever under her watch, amongst other things. So, myself, no regrets there. And that does lead me, now we're into a little political arena, which I really don't care for politics, but I do care for life. I encourage you, as I always do, and I always will, not corner yourself into an ideology, because behind every politician is a human being, and our news, our fake news, which does not originate from a certain president past, Donald Trump. If you go into my archives over the last 10 years, I've been using that term. Maybe he got it from me. I have to check that out. Laughter's good. But you never know. Kind of doubt it, but, energy is energy. You think about it. The automobile so many inventions were being invented similarly around the world around the same time. So energy is energy, and maybe it was crossing his mind as I was thinking about how fake the news was going all the way back into the early 2000s. And I'm saying that to say news is not news today. It's the infomercial, left and right. When I say left, that's more Democratic, right, more Republican thinking. I consider myself a centrist, although depending on what's going on, I may appear leaning towards one or the other, but I just try to go on as much facts as I can. I don't subscribe to any particular ideology group, if you will. I'll even back off on ideology to an extent, but group, certainly not. But then there may be a difficult time trying to separate an ideology from a group. So we won't get into those semantics. I'm saying that to say, again, don't get caught up in one side of the news or another. You need balance, folks. You have to have balance in order to live. You know, the heart beats in a certain rhythm. Without a heartbeat, you're done. It's over. But it beats in a pattern, in a rhythm. There's a balance there. Arrhythmia is an out-of-balance heart. So you need to be in balance. So I watch a little, you know, left, what is it, MSNBC, CNN, a little right, Fox, Newsmax, which brings me to the whole cancel culture thing. One America was one of my favorites on the other side of that spectrum. But they were canceled out. And it was unfortunate because of the many news that I watched left and right. That was the most investigative, where I could actually research and come up with facts behind some of their news. But they were canceled out, and I'm sure that was political, and very ashamed and embarrassed of my former employer of many, many years, decades, AT&T, who decided to go woke, cancel culture. That's very important, folks. It may work for you today, depending on where you are on the woke spectrum or where you are on the cancel culture spectrum, feeling like, oh, yeah, we should, you know, censor the, you know, people's opinions. If it's not something perverted, as we're seeing in our schools today, supported by that left side, which I'm totally against, and I'm talking about the perversion of transvestites being in the second grade classroom. I wasn't raised that way, and I don't intend to change. That's my ideology. And what I find interesting is, especially some of, and for me, I'm a Christian, and I know I have listeners who are of Muslim faith, even Judaism, and of course Buddhism, faith. Yes, I have listeners from broad range. It all comes up to one energy. That's the energy of what I call universal God. But in my faith, that would never stand in any of my family. And yet, for the sake of politics, I'm seeing folks support a left-wing ideology that supports transvestitism in the classroom at the elementary level. It just doesn't go along. I would never sacrifice my family heritage for a political agenda. So I encourage you to just step back and see what your personal values are, aside from any political affiliation, and then move from there, from ground zero, that ground zero being your heart, your morality, and then decide, okay, do I like this or do I like that? Forget figures and names. Don't get into that. Those will sort themselves out. A tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Don't let someone tell you this person is a liar because they say that person's a liar, because there's a saying, dog will bring a bone, they'll take a bone. So I would encourage you to be very, very cautious. And I believe chickens are coming home to roost, in fact. And I'm not supporting just a Republican Party, but I'm seeing some mess here because I'm hearing a bunch of lies been told by the previous president, and now we're starting to see, wait a minute now. Now who's the biggest liar in the yard? So I just encourage you, and some of you can handle this truth and some of you cannot, and that's okay too. Hopefully you'll become awake. I'm not talking woke. I'm saying become awake, awakened, and you'll be okay. But if you're in the position where you can't accept some things that don't align with what your thoughts are, truth has a way of piercing any barrier. It just takes a little longer for some. And I think this is starting to come out now. I'll give you an example, and this is getting political, but, the whole laptop thing was supposed to be fake, the whole impeachment thing. It's at some point, you got a satellite that can, count the hairs on a flea. If the person had done something, I'm talking about Trump, wouldn't it have come out by now? And I'm not a big pro-Trump. I'm not a big pro-Biden. I just want to talk with the facts. So it's coming out. It's coming out. And what it is, I think it's just hard for some folks to just step back and be unaffiliated with anything and let the facts speak for themselves. I encourage you to call in and let's have some discourse. We can talk about this. I have some affiliates, which I would have called friends at one time, and even relatives, which I can't not call them relatives anymore, because they'll always be relatives. They're talking about blood. That with withdraw, our relationship, whether it's relatives or what used to be called a friend, because of those kinds of things. And it is what it is, but that's not my objective. I just want to speak the facts. And so I encourage anyone that wants to talk about these things, please do call in. I was having a conversation with a colleague. I don't have many friends now. Mom and Dad used to say, you don't need a lot of friends. You just need a couple people that's willing to be very honest with you. So I was having a conversation with a colleague who said, what about the fact that he's so arrogant? I'm talking about Trump. I said, okay, all right, I'll give you that. And does seem to have a bit of arrogance, if you want to use that term. A lot of confidence there. But folks, from what I'm seeing, this isn't personal. Our president is compromised. From what I'm seeing, I don't like that. I don't feel good. I have nothing personal against this man. I didn't know him before 3 years ago. I'm just looking at the facts. My mom, my dad, I was raised, my grandparents taught me, son, don't you ever align yourself with someone or something for the sake of a title. You look that person, I don't care what their background is, in the eye, and you discern what it is for what it is. And we've been talking about this for a year or more. 83 billion basically given to China. And you all know I'm hot on China. I'm hot, been on there. Go back to my archives, blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Go back 4 or 5 years prior to when Trump was ever even thought about running. And you'll hear me talking about We need to be more vigilant about what's happening with China. And you'll hear me talking about, look at anything on the desk in front of you, or if you're sitting in your living room, pick up a item that's on the mantelpiece and look on the bottom. It's going to say made in China. When you have 80% of the items being made by a country that has a total different ideology, a communist country that still has slavery, look up Riggers. You have to just put it in your Google. Google it, Riggers. It's legal slavery. So if you're saying, well, you know, I kind of like these socks that I buy and I only pay $2 a pair for them, yet they're made in China. Well, you know, don't misunderstand me. I'm fine myself buying them, but I try to be more discerning. I pray, Lord God, Jesus Christ, in your name, release me. Give me an opportunity to have another way, because I understand this is not right. And we do the same, folks, in numbers, and the energy will present itself. Remember, it was Donald Trump that said we need to move away from this. Now, back to the $83 billion that was given to China. Yeah, it was in Afghanistan, but we know that the technology that came out of that $83 billion, high tech, we didn't leave our wagons over there. We left some of the most sophisticated military equipment that the United States owns in Afghanistan, amongst our enemies. Now, I've heard colleagues say, well, you know, Trump was talking about moving out too. Well, yeah, he was. But if you ever go back and do your homework, and that's what I'm supposed to do, right, as an information source, and I've done that, he said, yes, we're getting out of Afghanistan. And we're going to do it systematically. Systematically is not up in one day, we're out of here, leaving civilians. How many? 13 dead soldiers? You may say, it was only 13. Was it your brother or your sister or your mother? Maybe a difference if it was, right? Under Trump, not one soldier was killed. People don't realize that. They said he was going to be a warmonger. I'm not trying to promote Trump here. I know many of you are going to say, look at him, he's a Trump, he's a Republican. I'm not a Republican. I'm just telling the facts. These are facts. It's all it is. Eat it. Hang up. Do whatever you want to do. They're still going to be there. The facts are what they are. I'm just opening my eyes, keeping my head to the sky. That was our open bumper tune. One of my brother, may you rest in peace, bro. His favorite tunes. He used to say, keep your head up. Better have a snowball than no ball. Open your eyes. Sometimes when what you see you don't want to see because you've been told that that's not what you should be seeing, but it is. And as grown A people, that was grown A people, that's you and I, we got to be a bit more discerning than high school childlike mindset of going along with follow the leader in lockstep. You see, right now, if you follow the leader, you're going to do the Pied Piper thing right off the cliff, because ABC, CNN, CBS, and NBC are sold. Bought and sold, folks. So it's up to us, grassroots, right, just to be discerning and read through the lines. And you may say, well, yeah, but they all said Trump is a liar. Well, I don't know. I'm starting to put my head together here and say, well, maybe they would if Trump came out the box saying, I'm going to clean up the swamp. And the swamp is classified as misleading news and information. The swamp is classified as folks who are in bed with medical companies who necessarily don't have your interest in mind, if the swamp is being in bed, countries that don't necessarily align with your morals, well, that's what these companies are. See, it's all about money. We aren't talking billions or millions. We're talking about trillions. So I'm thinking, with the kind of money he got, he don't have to buy into that. It's kind of making sense to me, folks. I'm just going, trying to share with you just like a brother would with a sister. And you know, some sisters be like, I don't care what. He's my boyfriend. And he teach me right. Yeah, okay, well, he's dealing drugs. And he's selling them, you know, to our little brother and our cousins. And nowadays, folks, it has fentanyl in it. This ain't no marijuana. This ain't even heroin. You see, the fentanyl is like arsenic. And the numbers go like this. 300 a day are dying from fentanyl. That's a fact. If you really deep dive on it. Because if you go to NBC and ABC and CBS, you're not going to necessarily get the facts. And trust me, go do it. Do your homework. Don't trust me by believing the numbers. Trust me by doing the homework. Now, you can believe if anything else was going on in this country and 300 people were dying a day, it would have been major news. And if it was under Trump, well, he'd be talking about a real impeachment. We got him now. See, the deal is from what I see, from my little perspective, I'm starting to wonder if, I think about Ukraine. Was Trump a whistleblower on all of them? And they were like, dang, this guy, he was supposed to be cool. What's up with him? Reminds me of somebody I took a job with at one time. Got hired by this person. I was told the person was a thug, thief, criminal. But, you know, it was a decent job. I took the job. First month, two, honeymoon, treated me like a dream. Don't misunderstand me. The person didn't give me a favor. I was highly qualified. I was actually overqualified. So, as I've been told to do, keep your mouth shut unless you got something to say until you learn something. So I kept my mouth shut and I just let the person talk and play, if you will, naive. When things didn't sound right, I just didn't say anything. You know, you heard the saying. Give it a little bit of rope. You know, for those of you who fish. And eventually, after about a year, the person approached me about a money deal and how we could do some money. And then I revealed myself and I said, I don't do that. That don't sound right. Not intentionally. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not perfect. I have made a few mistakes in my time. But I'm talking about intentionally trying to rob. Now, when I was 15, 12, don't misunderstand me, I've done a little petty thing, stole a few candy bars. Laughter is good. I mean, it's not funny, probably because for the person I stole them from, it wasn't a joke. But I'm just saying, You know, we as we grow older, we're supposed to evolve. And the book that I read, that I subscribe to, that helps me day to day. I'm speaking of the Holy Bible, and I know there are those out there. Oh, the Bible misleads more blacks, and da da da. I get all of that. Well, it helps me. Okay. And it says, when I was a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man, I had to think as a man. I see so many grown but men still acting like children. So I'm not perfect. I make mistakes probably every day. But I really, really, really try to be a mature man. And I got so much work to do. It's work, folks. Because there's so much adversary out here. This is a challenge. So I wake up in the morning in prayer and go to bed and with prayer. So that's what I subscribe to. But back to my whole point here. Fentanyl, killing 300 a day, mainly children. 18 to 24. That's our future. Now, where is this fentanyl coming from? China, you say? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've determined, they being, our high intelligent government. Well, that's an oxymoron. But the bottom line is, we do know that. Look it up. And it's coming through the border. How is this tying back to my whole point with the $83 billion that was given to China? So we have drugs infiltrating in through China. We've got the borders being open with upwards of several million a year. You know, some of the numbers say we've already have 12 million immigrants that have come across under the Biden open border policy. The numbers are as high as 12 million. Now, here's where you got to be careful with the mainstream media. Depending where you Google, you may see as little as 1 million. That's a pretty big spread, which is why I don't trust the election that took place. That's too much of a spread, folks, depending on your source. 1 million? Wait a minute. So you need to check your source and then recheck your source. Some of my good friends and one of my very best friends who was a contractor and taught me so much about maintaining ohm, measure twice and cut once. And we aren't talking about wood. We're talking about lives, folks. Your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. You know, the ones you don't want in front of a classroom. The ones that you don't want to have any kind of a gender change being done without permission of the parents. This is left-wing stuff. This is all supported by left-wing. Look it up. You won't see a Republican, and this isn't about Republicanism. I just have to use the term because it is what it is. So as much as I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat, they pushing me further and further over there, right to the right. But I'm gonna stay neutral, because you know what? Tomorrow it could be another swing going another way. I just prefer to stay neutral. And, you know, I can pick and choose where I want in that position. But right now, what I'm seeing going on, this is some nasty stuff happening. I think liberal has gone awry. You know the term liberal and conservative? Well, call me conservative. I look back on it, I'm saying, well, maybe my family, we were conservative. Well, they call it the Grand Old Party, of course. In fact, we better be careful, because there are those that are trying to say, well, Lincoln wasn't no good. Excuse me? Can you back that thing up a little bit? Well, yeah, he made statements about, being better than blacks. And wait, just back it up a little bit. But did he not initiate? Can it be denied anywhere? Show me anybody. And I've seen some so-called intellects. Oh, foolish. You can go to school for 30 years and you can have stupidity. My uncle used to say, nothing worse than an educated fool. And I've heard so many trash about, well, Lincoln ain't all in that. What? You can't deny, history will play itself out, that the man was the initiator of, we need to go to war to deal with this slavery thing. So if you want to say nothing else, folks who riding around in your Beamers and your Infinities and your Maserati and even Bentleys, you want to get into the entertainment and sports arena. Well, there's a few businessmen that have gotten to that right. But none of y'all would have Jack if it wasn't for the fact you was freed. And guess what? There's about 1 million white men that died, more men on this plane we call United States than ever before in history. Yeah, 800,000. To a million, gave their lives for the Union Army's cause, which was Lincoln's cause. Don't let nobody tell you about this woke ideology that they're trying to spill on you. They're trying to say that you should allow your daughter or your son or your niece or nephew to be able to go into school, get indoctrinated by a transvestite. It ain't nothing personal. It's not my thing. But I ain't ready for my 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old to get into that kind of mindset. I'm not ready for it. And I don't think most of my listeners are either. So where does that put you on the political plane? You going to still watch The View and that ignorant whoopee goober, and that Joe, the non, now Whoopi, she get a little play because she was, you know, she got some academies and I give it to her, but she just got woke and she's mixed up and confused. Because you can act or sing or dance doesn't mean you're a good person, i.e. R. Kelly. Don't get it twisted, folks. Bad people do what appears to be good things. It's just a fact of life. Joan Baez, whatever her name is, she's a true nutcase, and they're so ignorant. If you really watch the program and vetted the things they say, you would never watch another show again. But they put on a good program in terms of the background and the desk setup and how they talk, you know, table talk, you know, the kind of common person talks across the kitchen table. So we need to be very, very, very careful. But let's put some more pieces together of the puzzle that I was putting out for you. So we got $83 billion. I'm talking about the infiltration of China, because what I'm getting to is what some refer to as Beijing Biden. And I am starting to say, something ain't looking right. It's starting to walk and talk and smell like a duck. Just say it. The Hunter Biden laptop, which now if you don't realize the Hunter Biden laptop, the FBI declared it legitimate through, because remember everybody was saying, well, you know, Trump probably did something, had somebody go in and manipulate this laptop and make it seem like it was something that was on there. No. No, it's been verified. Just like it's been verified that there was no Russia hoax. See, all this is coming out now. But if you look hard enough, and you don't have to look very hard, you can find people say, oh, it's still Trump. Trump's behind it all. The boogeyman. See, I'm not defined by someone that tells me, well, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. That's the most ridiculous statement. This is a man that lied about his class ranking, lied about being on the train and riding back and forth from Delaware to Washington, D.C. He grew up in lies. His mentor was one of the leaders of the Ku Klux Klan. Folks, I'm getting ready to go home. I'm getting ready to go home as I'm looking at it and I'm putting these pieces together, and you don't have to be a rocket scientist to start to put the pieces together. So I'm just giving you some nuggets. I don't want you to believe me. All I want you to do is take the puzzle pieces yourself. I don't want you to take the puzzle that I put together. I'm going to break them up for you and just give you the pieces, and you put them together and see what you come up with. And if you come up with something different, as we go on in this discourse in the months ahead, let me know what you see, especially if it's counter to what I'm seeing, because I'm human. I could be missing something. But I'm seeing a balloon come across our country, and they try to back to the boogeyman. Well, it was there with Trump, too. Yeah, but we didn't see it until under this regime with the naked eye. And it just happened to go across our major nuclear military bases. And it just was not going to be shut down until it was over the ocean where you could never find out what was in it. We don't know what was dropped off that balloon, folks. This sounds like somebody's compromised, and you got a laptop from hell that was found prior to the 2020 election, and the mainstream said, no, it's a hoax, and got everybody in lockstep walking off the cliff, and now in 2022. Well, you know what? It turns out that the information on laptop is all verified. Well, you know, he was a drug user. How many of our families don't have? Wait a minute. That's not the point. Point is, let's get back to him and the fact that the laptop has implications with him being in bed with China and the whole Ukraine connection. Folks, do your homework. I know this is hurting some people's hearts. Y'all, somebody going to have a heart attack out there. Take some cayenne, put it under your tongue. It'll help you. You'll be okay. Because some of you can't handle this. But I'm putting puzzle pieces together. And I'm saying, whoa. $83 billion within the first month. He does this town hall meeting in October where the whole background is red, symbolizing China, 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 I got you. He makes these statements about China is not our enemy. That's a quote. Look it up. This is a country that's talking about invading Taiwan. This is a country that owns the NBA. LeBron, man, you're my homeboy. I'm so let down. Thanks for the championship, but it's ours now. But you can go away. All right? Appreciate it. And that's where it stops. Because right now, until you wake up, homeboy, you sound like a chump. When I heard you back up, yeah, you. I know your mentor. I know the person that helped raise you. We went to school together. Yes, in Akron. I would mention some names, but I don't have to. But you know who coached you. Good friend of mine. From when you was 12 years old. So I know your background. And I followed you and admonished you. And then you grew up with all that money. And I thought you, you know, kind of do the right thing with the power. But you're no Muhammad Ali. You're not even a James Brown. You're going with the flow. And when somebody in the NBA called out China and said, we don't agree with what you all talk about doing to Taiwan. We don't agree with what you all talking about doing with Hong Kong. And China said, well, I tell y'all what, NBA, how about if we cut off all your contracts? And then all you woke mofos in the NBA, including you, LeBron, I was going to ask you to come on my show. I didn't want to have you on my show no more, even though my ratings would blow off the planet. I need you to wake up, dude. You're a decent person. I'm trying to reach out to my friend who I know you respect still. If he's not totally woke, this is like the what are those things called? Zombies? You know, who's a zombie? Everybody, you know. But it's enough of us, folks, because the God I serve said there was a David and there was a Goliath. And you're all Davids. If you're still on the line, you are. That means there's some little seed there saying something's making sense that Daryl's talking about. So I'm going to give you one more little nugget before I get off the line about this for your puzzle. Because, see, this is an elementary puzzle. This ain't got 100 pieces. It ain't even got 50 pieces. You know those puzzles when we raised our children and some of them had like 10 pieces and then he got a little older and then we got him with 20 pieces and then ultimately it was 30 pieces. This is a 10-piece puzzle, folks. So back to the $83 billion within the first 6 months just to send that sign to China, you know, a little follow-up from the meetings that they had, you know, with Biden, the son, when they were flying over there, little backroom meetings. This is just my own philosophy, my theory, my good God-given common sense. Enough symbols have been given. No, we won't shoot the balloon down. We'll wait till it gets into the ocean, and we won't be able to recover all the things that you've done and you spilled into our country. You then scoped out our whole grid. You know, the EMPs, electromechanical phase technology, which hopefully you've heard. I think CNN, MSNBC, at least mainstream, is talking about that a little bit. That's the technology where, with a flick of a button, nothing works. Your cell phone doesn't work. And now, talking about, China flexing its muscle here. This ain't no boogeyman. China ain't no boogeyman, folks. If you open your eyes, remember when COVID was going on? Remember? And Trump said, you know what? Tell you what, we're not taking nothing else out of China. In fact, we're concerned that you all did this intentionally. And remember, well, I'm sure many of you don't because you were caught up in that left media, which wasn't showing this. But the minister of China said, well, I tell you what, you know, we own the majority of your pharmaceuticals. Oh, by the way, did you all know, even though it's Pfizer, Merck, and all the rest, that the pharmaceuticals that you and your grandmother and your auntie and your children are taking predominantly come out of China? That's a lot of power for a country that would love to take over. By the way, the largest amount of land outside of Bill Gates, who's trying to make up Soylent Green of today, of farmland is being bought up by China in the United States. Now, do you think that China would allow anybody to buy over an acre of land in China? Yeah. Look up near a military base near you and see if there's any Chinese-owned property. Yeah, they're buying properties. And by the way, there are Chinese institutions in America. Listen, I'm not trying to vilify the Chinese because, as the saying goes, some of my good friends are Chinese. It's true. I do know some that I have a lot of respect for. I could even say I really admire who I trust. Friends. I would dare say friends. I may be one or two, and I use that term very seriously. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the regime that's taking place. So they're buying up the land, and our military is being undermined. Remember COVID? That whole thing where they said, oh, you can't participate in the military unless you take the shot. So a lot of military said, well, I don't want anything to do with it. Now guess who the predominant branch of the army was affected by that? The Marines. You guessed it. By far, the Marines are the most aggressive of the branches. I mean, you may find some dispute in that when you talk about those in the Army and the Navy and the Air Force. But the Marines, they have attributes for them all. There are Marines that are air pilots. There are Marines that Marines are land, sea, and air. They're, you know, nothing against my Army friends. I know a lot of, in my own family, you know, folks who are in the Army. But the Marines, those are the guys that go in and say, okay, we're here. Those are the ones that really instill fear. The majority of the people that the United States Armed Forces lost because of COVID, because of either being fired, being removed from the military, were Marines. Now, you add on to that the fact that it's becoming a bent arm, and nothing against gay and lesbian. Don't misunderstand me. But our military is weak. And the last thing I'll bring you is this, and that's Ukraine. Nothing against Ukraine. But if you do your homework, they are a little corrupt country. And listen, I understand there's women and children over there. And I'm all for them getting out of this. But remember what I started with when I said, what do you do when you want to help someone? You put the mask on yourself first. So we're giving more, I'm going to close on this, we're giving more to the Ukraine than we are for our own military. Do you know one of the biggest atrocities right now, and I'm saying this especially to all you woke military people, you're a disgrace to the uniform. Do you know how many armed forces are being told they should go on welfare? I'm not even going to tell you. Look it up. So we have armed forces that are being told by the government to go on welfare. And we're sending, what is the number now? Are we close to $100 billion to Ukraine? And in my home state, Ohio, Palestine can't even get a president or the transportation secretary to come down there. That's my close, folks. That's my close. From what I'm seeing, until one of you can call me or get on the air with me in the next weeks and tell me something, we got a compromised, not just president, but we got a compromised administration. And we all need to wake up and be paying more attention. You need to be tuning in to Fox News. You need to be tuning in to Newsmax before they try to take them off the air. Because you see, when Fox News is taken off the air and Newsmax is taken off the air, you're gone. You're done. The next thing you're going to start seeing are red cars. Yeah, they're just going to come right out. We own you. Our debt is $31 trillion. When Biden came in office, it was $1 trillion. That's our national debt. And guess who we owe it to? Guess who we owe that debt to? Oh, China. Very good. Did I give you enough puzzle pieces to see why I am not bought in to that whole anti-Trump, pro-Biden mess? Wake up, folks. I need somebody to educate me on something different. I'm not a Republican. Not a Democrat. Leave my children alone. Leave my country alone. I love both. And I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. So I'm going to close with one thing. And this is a little treat. Just a little treat for you. Little humor. Because laughter is good. Let's be clear. And Woody Harrelson. You might remember him. I can't remember the movie he played in. He played in White Men Can't Jump, one of those movies. Anyway, he did Saturday Night Live, and he did a little skit. I'm laughing just thinking about it. He did a little skit, and the skit was about the fact that he was thinking about writing a script for a new movie. You know, he wanted to go into directing. Now, this is, you know, just a skit he's doing. So he says, yeah, I was going to go into the movie. Now, remember, he's a comedian. I was going to go, you know, go into the movies. I wrote a script for this movie, and I was thinking about it. He says, but let me just share a little bit about, you know, what my script was, and, you know, here's how it goes. So listen up. This is Woody Harrelson talking about the script that he was talking about writing. Listen up. How about that? Okay, did you catch that, folks? Now what the deal is on that is Woody Harrelson is making fun, basically, of the drug companies. He says, I was going to do a movie, and it was about the drug cartels. They bought out all the politicians. They bought out all the media. And the idea was, make sure everybody has to stay locked up and take the drugs and keep taking it. But I threw that script away because nobody would believe that. Well, guess what? Next time around, I'm going to share some information from you, with you, for you, about those cartels. God bless you. I have nothing but love for you. Drop me a line at productivenews@outlook.com. Folks, it's a lot going on, but you and I, we can make a difference. We can do better by thinking better. God bless you. Until the next time, peace and blessings. Tell someone about Productive News Weekly. Go to our archives at blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And just remember, we can do this thing. We can do this with love. Because it is truly all about love, right? Oh, don't forget, if you'd like to tune in to the Global Meditation next Tuesday and find out what time that is, you can drop me a line at productivenews@outlook.com. Or you can go to fullmoonmeditation.us. That's fullmoonmeditation.us. All right. In the meantime, just know, love is the key.